Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ulei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Nazir. We're in the third parak Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Mishama Harini Nazir. What if a person says I'm a Nazir and he doesn't say how long it's going to last? In which case he keeps 30 days. Nitna Yom Shloshim. If he came Tamei on the 30th day before he finished his Naziris, before he shaved and brought the Karbanos, so Sir Esakoli forfeits all 30 days of Naziris. He has to start over again, even though he kept part of the 30th day as a Nazir. It doesn't count as a full day unless he ends his Naziris by finishing the process. In other words, by bringing the Karbanos and doing what's called Tegalachas, the official shaving that defines the end of the Naziris process. It says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Eino Soser Ela Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, observing part of a day is a day, which means that even though you became Tamei afterwards, and you didn't do your Karbanos, and you didn't shave yet, your term is considered over. The only thing you forfeit is that you have to become a Nazir for 7 more days in order to bring yourself back from being Tamei, after which you can shave and bring the Karbanos. Now, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. What if a person says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days? So then in such a situation, since he says 30 days, and he accepted the 30 days, it's a full 30 days. And so according to Rabbi Eliezer, and that's even according to Rabbi Eliezer, even in that situation, you would have to keep the full Naziris, and you therefore, since you didn't do it, you'd have to start over from the beginning. Now, Hareini Nazir Me'a Yom, what if somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days? Nidma Yom Me'a Soser Esakol. If he became Tamei on the 100th day, it undoes everything according to the first Tana. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, what are you talking about? Eina Soser Elo Shloshim. Consistent with his position, even though a Nazir became Tamei during his term forfeits the previous days, if he became Tamei on the last day of the term, you have to just consider one period of undefined Naziris. And so therefore, it's mixed as ayom kakulo, part of a day is a day. And so therefore, you finished the term of 100, you just owe a 30-day term, and that's why he has to go back and do a 30-day stint. Nitma yom mea ve'echad, what if the nuts became tamei on the 101st day before he brought the karbanos? So then, soser shloshim yom, he only forfeits 30 days of his naziris, even though he became tamei only after his term was over, and also on midorais, he doesn't forfeit days. Chazal came along and said, you got to keep 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, eino soser ela shiva. Rabbi Eliezer said that no, all he has to do is become tower again. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim never said that you forfeit days. Instead, what you have to do is become tower. Once you become tower, you can go into the Beis HaMikdash. Once you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you can finish your Naziris process. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.